The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Hello, welcome to The Rescue Worker. I'm so glad that you have decided to join us today for our study in the Gospel of Luke. We are in this journey, this transformational journey to be like Jesus, to love and serve like Him. And the only way to accomplish that is trying to live the model for Jesus' apprentices. And the model is, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. That is the way that the transformation will take place through the power of the Holy Spirit. Loving God with all we have and with all we do. And loving your neighbor and loving ourselves. That is what Christianity is all about. We are on our 12th week of experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. And we are studying the Sermon of the Plain on this week. And it has been a powerful and challenging study to the degree how to live like according to the expectations of God's kingdom. And we have a memory verse. This memory verse is, let's say, the backbone, is the heart, is the reason for us to love everyone, no matter who they are, if they love us or if they don't love us, if they like us or if they don't like us. And the memory verse and this principle is based on, you must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. Luke 6:36. Because God is love and He showed His love to people, we must do the same. Wow. What a concept, what a motivation, because God is, we are. And that's the way we must live. And the only way is through the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the way that we need a transformation. A transformation must take place. And I pray that God will help us to become like Him. For this reason, we need to spend time with Him. We need to come to His presence every single day. And we know that every time we come to His presence, according to Hebrews 4:16, we know that, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy and will find grace to help us when we need it most. Because in God we have the power of being transformed. Because in God we have fulfillment, we come to Him. And as we come to Him, we don't live empty hands. We receive the mercy and the grace that we need. And we need the mercy and the grace of God to understand God's will and desire for us today as we study Luke chapter 6 verse 35. And we need the mercy and grace of God so we can apply these lessons. So take this moment, this opportunity to come before God, to seek His presence, to pray so you can ask Him for the Holy Spirit, for His mercy and grace. So take this 1 minute to be in His presence, preparing yourself to God's Word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for you, for life, for this opportunity that we have to get together as communities, as apprentices of Jesus, to learn from you and to be like Jesus. Forgive our sins, Lord. Forgive every time that we don't express the image and the likeness of God. Help us, Lord, to walk this path. Help us on our struggles. Help us to transform us. Give us a new heart. Lord, forgive our sins. Provide healing for those that need. Provide forgiveness. Provide hope. Provide restoration. Provide salvation, Lord. Be with us. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Well, we are studying the Sermon of the Plain. We are studying the teachings of Jesus that are the rules and principles for those that want to follow him, for those that want to experience God's kingdom, for those that want to be his apprentices. We have been studying the love for the enemy. God, his kingdom is based on love. And we, because we were created according to his image, we're supposed to live in a relationship, a loving relationship with God, and share love with others. And the sharing of love with others must be an unconditional process and movement. And that's the reason Jesus goes, he went there. You need to love your enemy. And why? Verse 36, you must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. So, because God is love, he's merciful, and we were created according to his image and his likeness, we should behave in the same way. That is the expectation, that is the goal, that is what it means to be a follower of Christ, that is what it means to be created according to the image and likeness of God. Love all, and love even those that are different from us, that think differently from us, that behave in a different way that we do, and those that oppose us, that hate us, that exclude us, that mock us, that lie about us, curse us. Yes, even those need your love, and they need more than those that are like you, that love you and be they are with you. That is a important lesson. So Jesus is very clear. You must love them. You must do good for them. You must bless them and pray for them, right? You must treat them like the image and likeness of God, as a child of God. And that is so crucial. And now we come to verse 35. And what verse 35 presents, in my humble opinion, is a kind of summary. So Jesus will revisit the main thoughts and ideas and give a conclusion. I know we are somehow familiar with this conclusion because I have been pointing out this conclusion since day one, right? Since day one, I'm reading verse 36. You must be compassionate just as the Father is compassionate. But somehow Jesus left that idea to the end. So Jesus was, he stayed a very different teaching. He explained that teaching. He gave some guidance for you to walk, like verse 31, do to others as you would like them to do to you, right? Clear. He challenged the way people think today and do, right? In those days. And then he presents the main point, be like the Father. So we, on verse 35, we have this concept of summary and a conclusion with a major argument where we are supposed to represent God. But before we read, let's just go back a little bit. Because yesterday we studied verse 32 to 34 that says, "If you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. And if you lend money only to those who can pay you, why should you get credit? Even sinners will lend to other sinners for a full return." So what is Jesus is saying is, hey guys, you live a life where you try to be holy, pure. You try to be away, disconnect from sin. Based on this way of life, you then don't hang out with people that think different from you, behave different from you. You don't hang out, you don't spend time with people that don't keep the Torah. You exclude those that don't keep the Ten Commandments because you want to be pure, holy. You don't want to be a sinner. But you become a sinner, and you are like a sinner when you don't offer love. Love and respect to the enemy. So whatever you're doing here will miss the goal and the aim to be pure if you don't love the enemy. And I want to bring an application because I thought about that yesterday on my personal devotional, and that brought me to almost tears in a sense that we live in a world that Christians, even today, they say, yes, we need to be away from paganism. We need to be away from things of this world. We need to be away from sin. We need to be away from temptation. And their value on that thought, I'm not questioning that. But the way we apply and the discussion, okay, is this music pagan or not? Is this festivity pagan or not? Is this, right? And say, no, we'll not do this. We'll not celebrate this date because that is a pagan. We want to be poor. We want to be poor. Do you want to be poor? Do you want to be away from the ways of the world? What Jesus is saying, the way for you to be poor and be away from the ways of the world, from paganism, is what? Loving the enemy. Because when you hate the enemy, when you don't show respect, when you don't do good to them, you are doing like the enemy. You are in a pagan way. You want to be poor? You want to be perfect? You want to be away from sin? So love the enemy. And that is the way that Jesus starts verse 35. Love your enemies. It's not a question. It's an imperative. You should do that. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. And the idea here is more than monetary, is do good, give yourself, and don't expect to get anything back. You see, the ways of this world is this exchange. I do this so I can get this. The way of this world is this retaliation, reciprocity, right? It's all about that. But the kingdom is a different way. The kingdom, you don't expect nothing back. You do based in a principle. And what is the principle? Because you're the image and likeness of God. And God, He is merciful. Therefore, we must be merciful. So Jesus is saying, yeah, do you want to be poor? Do you want to be different from the sinners? Love the enemies. Do good to them. Give without expecting anything back. It's not about exchange. It's not about reciprocity. It is about a principle. The principle of who God is and who you are. And who is each person in this world. Each person is created according to the image and likeness of God. And for that, you need to give respect. And then he moves to another idea. Then your reward from heaven will be very great. And I want to stop here because some people can see, okay, I will not get any reward from doing good to that other person, but at least I'll get a reward from heaven. So God is giving me, okay, do this and I'll give you that. No, please, that's not the way in the direction that Jesus is leading us. And we can see that for many ways and aspects, even the words used, the structure, the context. But I want to simplify here. Jesus is not providing, okay, if you do that, then you'll get that. Okay, so I'll love the enemy because I'll get reward. That's not the heart of the message here. But the point is, when you love the enemies without expecting nothing back, when you love by principle, people may not perceive that. You may be unnoted, right? People are doing bad things to you, and you're doing good things. People will not know that. People maybe will judge you. Why you're behaving? No, you need to fight back. So people may judge you. You may get hurt. Because if someone is doing something against you, and you do something good to them, they may perceive that as a weakness and that you're open, you're going against the nature. And if they hurt you back instead of giving good, you maybe get hurt, more hurt than before. So living by a principle, it's not easy and it's not a way that you will get noticed, you get praised. You get a reward, nothing like that. So you may ask, wow, what is the point for that? Like, can I get something? Can I have a break at least? And what Jesus is saying is, what living by a principle, it's not unnoticed by God. God is paying attention to that. God knows. You're not alone. As you live by principle, the principle of mercy, you're planting some seeds that will have fruition. Germination and bring fruits. We don't do because we are looking for the fruits. We do because of the principle. And one of the fruits is you have a great reward from heaven. It will be very great. Then your reward from heaven will be very great. And when we talk about heaven and in the context of the kingdom, heaven is more than a place. Oh, that's heaven, a location. Heaven is more than a favorable circumstance. Oh, heaven, there's no death, tears, sorrow. Oh, yes. In the context of kingdom, heaven is a person, God. So, the main goal here, or the idea, at least for me, is Jesus saying, as you do that, you're coming close and close to God Himself. And you enjoy union with Him, very soon. So don't give up this way of life. One day, we'll not have any enemies anymore. And the perfect union will be with God. And this idea moves on to even the next idea. And you will truly be acting as children of the Most High. For He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You see, being son or daughter of God, there's so many discussions and different theories, and I'm not here to resolve these issues. I know some people have reached out to me, hey, you said everyone is a child of God, even those that didn't accept Jesus, oh, that I don't see that in the Bible, and we had some discussion. And I'm not here to make my point or not, but the point is, in the Bible, sonship, daughtership, has a different context that sometimes we perceive. For the Jewish people, being son of the highest one, being the daughter of God, meant at least three things. The first one, oh, I'm from the lineage of Abraham. Because I'm from the lineage of Abraham, I'm a son, I'm a daughter of God. That was one concept. A second concept was, well, because God has a covenant, a contract between the people of Israel and God, right? There's this relationship contract. You are my God and I'm your people. So because we are in this covenant, we are child of God. That was a second idea. And the third idea was, well, if I obey God, I'm a son and daughter of God. So if I live under the Torah, if I keep the Ten Commandments, then I'm son and daughter of God. And there is a point for each one of those way of thoughts. But what Jesus is presenting here is, do you know what is the sign and identification that you're a daughter and son of God? It's not because you're from a lineage. It's not because you are in a covenant. It's not because you're obedient. But the reason you're a son and daughter of God here in Luke 6:35 and in many verses of the New Testament is related that because you're behaving like God. As you behave like God, you are being like the Father. You are being the son and daughter of God. When you tell the truth, you are being like God because God tells the truth. When you lie, you are being like son and daughter of the devil because he is the father of lies. So sonship and daughtership is more related in this context and in many other contexts in the New Testament of imitating God. So as you love those that are different from you, that think different from you, behave different from you, when you love those that oppose you, that hate you, exclude you, mock you, curse you, when you love all that, you look more like God. Because God, He loves and He's good. He's kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. So being like God, being a daughter and a son of God, is imitating God. That is so powerful. And as you imitate God, you become more like Him by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then you be in union with Him. Not just here, but one day in fullness. On the fulfillment of the kingdom. having a face-to-face relationship with God. That's the reward. A reward that's not the main goal, but a result of living the principle of love. And sometimes I like to present, most of the time, the principles. Because when you present the principles, the values, the aspects, then you apply. You can apply the principle for different circumstances. If I was giving just illustration circumstances, you may not learn the principle or the values. And then when you have a different circumstance or situation that I have not mentioned, sometimes, okay, how I behave on this way. So I like to give and present and focus on the principles, and then you apply according to the reality. But I know some people struggle with, okay, what that means, how that principle looks like in my life today. And I want to give some principle or illustrations of that. That means that I'm not limited to that, but trying to give you an idea what I'm talking about. So what God is saying, you love, so you respect, you do good, and you give without expectation. God is saying to those that are your enemies. So let's give some names here. Traditionally, Christians, they have been known by being pro-life. That's one aspect. Some people, some Christians are known to be aligned with a specific party, a political party. Christians sometimes take some positions. And of people that behave in a certain way or not, right? And they say that is wrong, and they are very vocal on that. For instance, on homoaffective relationship, right? Same-sex relationship and all that. And our behavior as traditional, as Christians, is not so in alignment with the principles and values of the kingdom. Because if we consider that those that don't think like us, behave different from us, and even hurt us, are our enemies, and they should not be seen that way, as we're studying, I should be the one love them, care for them. I should be protecting them. Even though I don't maybe believe on what they believe or behave like they behave. So, if a person is in favor of mask, vaccination, pro-life, a specific party, pro-life, pro-abortion, different kinds of relationship, our attitude as Christians, we are supposed to respect everyone. As Christians, we're supposed to do good to them and give without expecting anything back, no matter what they believe and how they behave. The Christians supposed to be, in my humble opinion, be the first ones look for the rights of those that have the same relationship with the same gender. Because we need to love them, respect their rights as humankind. I'm not seeing here saying that I agree or disagree with their way of life, because that's not the point in question. The point in question is the way to love is to respect life and their rights. Some people see that as a promotional, I'm promoting their way of life. But according to my understanding of the kingdom, is respecting everyone's opinion and decision of life and supporting them. Supporting and respecting those that get vaccinated or not, wear masks or not, celebrate Christmas or not, listen with music or with drums or not. You name it. Pro-life, pro-church, pro-life, pro-abortion, Democrat, liberal, Republican, you name it. We need to live it in the principle. It's easy? No, it is not. But as we live in this principle, we are being like the Father. We are being merciful. And that is so important. That is crucial. So, are we acting like the Father? Are you being like the Father? Am I being like the Father? That's the answer that you need to think about it and pray about it and make the proper decisions to be like the Father. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for your blessings. We are so honored to be created according to your image and likeness. It's a responsibility. It's beautiful. And sometimes we don't behave according to our true identity, Lord. So forgive our sins. And help us, Lord, to be like the Father. Help us, Lord, to be like the Father. It's not easy, but it's a principle that we need to stand and take. So help us, Lord. Help us to love, to respect, to do good, to promote, to care for those that think different from us and behave different from us. Help us to love, respect, and do good to those that oppose us, that hate us, that exclude us, that mock us, and curse us. Help, Lord, to help us to love them. We cannot do by ourselves, Lord. It's only through the power of the Holy Spirit. For this reason, we surrender. We surrender one more time. And we need to surrender every single day, every single moment, to your will and desire. And help us, Lord, as people see us, they may see Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's go to the questions for a reflection. And here they are. What is happening in this passage? What is stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and His kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? How can I share these lessons with others today? Well, may God bless you. Tomorrow we'll be studying verse 36, the verse that is our memory verse. You must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. That somehow concludes this segment, this section of this teaching of Christ, but at the same time is an opening for the next one that will talk about judging other people. Another challenging, difficult one is challenging because goes against our human nature, goes against the way of the world. And being a Christian is swimming against the current. Is swimming or doing or living a way different in a different way than the way of the world. May God bless us, and I hope to see you tomorrow. And remember, you were created according to God's image, so be like Him.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.